Shalom. Welcome to our family July service. It is American Independence Week, so we celebrate our country tonight and its founding principle that every person is created equal and in the image of God. As we pray with our community tonight, we affirm this value and we pledge ourselves to live it out daily in our words and our actions. Welcome, fourth graders, and there are a few of you here, so you will see them a few times as they help lead us in song tonight, and you'll all be starting your official Hebrew studies this year, so a big year for you guys. Welcome to all our, raise your hand if you are a pre-Bar Bat Mitzvah July birthday. Do we have any in the house? Oh my goodness. Well, we may, people may trickle in, but the spotlight may be completely on our post bar mitzvah boy who reached bar mitzvah a few years ago in 1935 by my reckoning. Our special birthday blessing we will be doing later tonight for Michael Van Gelder. So welcome tonight to you and your family. It is wonderful to be together with you all. Thank you for coming out on this lovely summer evening to sing and to pray and to join with community and celebrate Shabbat. We also have loved ones who are ill and in need of our prayers. We have loved ones who are no longer with us who we will honor tonight with the Kaddish. Whether you are members or visitors, we are very glad that you are here. And we begin with the lighting of our Shabbat candles. Mrs. Donna Courtney, immediate past teacher of our fourth graders, and anyone from your family who'd like to join you, or you can go solo, that's personal choice, come on up. We'll have the honor of lighting candles. We continue on page 6.
Shabbat is the most important day of our lives. We welcome Shabbat with our preparations by putting out the candles and the wine and taking the time to get or bake a challah. Shabbat comes alive in our families when we are home. Shabbat is alive with joy and community when we come into our sanctuary and kindle our lights, share our prayers, and sing our songs to God.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kichanu B'Mitzvotav V'Tzivanu Lahadlik Ner Shel Shabbat. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, ruler of the universe, who makes us holy with your mitzvot and commands us to kindle the lights of Shabbat.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam
just as that was happening, the heavens have opened up, and we are about to sing about water and natural water, so perfect, from Psalm 96 on page 7. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. Rain is a wonderful sign of blessing in Judaism. Let the sea roar and all that fills it. Yismachu. Grateful for our beautiful and holy world, and our fourth graders are going to come forward to help lead us in When God Made the World. And I think maybe we can have a couple over here. You're almost tall enough that everyone can see you, but a couple over here, a couple over there. And Kylie, you're perfectly positioned. You will be showing, maybe helping them out with the hand motions.
They know it.
You guys know it. Hey, I'm learning it.
When God made the world, God made it full of light. The sun to shine by day, the moon and stars by night. God made it full of life. Lilies, oaks, and trout, tigers, and bears, sparrows, hawks, and apes.
Bottom of page 10. Long ago, God told the Jewish people to listen. We listened to God's words and we wrote down what we heard in our Torah. Love God with all of your heart. Keep your promises and tell the truth all the time. Speak words that are kind. Give tzedakah and help those in need.
Keep Shabbat.
Honor parents and teachers. Learn and study. We praise you, our God. You gave us your Torah. We promise to follow your commandments and to make the Torah an important part of our lives. We rise for the Shema, page 12.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Baruch Shem Kivod, Malchuto Leolam Va'ed.
Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha, bechol levavecha uvechol nafshecha uvechol meodecha. Ve'hayu hadvarim ha'ele asher anochi mitzavecha hayom al levavecha. Vishinantam levanecha vidibartabam, Vishivtecha bevetecha, uvlechtecha vaderech, uvshochbecha uvkumecha, ukshartam laot al yadecha, vehayu letotafot bein einecha, uchtavtam al mezuzot betecha, uvish arecha, lema'an tizkeru v'asitem et kol mitzvotai, V'item kedoshim l'Elohechem, ani Adonai Elohechem, asher hotzeti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim, liyot lachem l'Elohim, ani Adonai Elohechem. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Set these words which I command you this day upon your heart. Teach them faithfully to your children. Speak of them in your home and on your way, when you lie down and when you rise up. Bind them as a sign upon your hand. Let them be a symbol before your eyes. Inscribe them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. Be mindful of all my mitzvot and do them. So shall you consecrate yourselves to your God. I, the Lord, am your God, who led you out of Egypt to be your God. I, the Lord, am your God. So you can see in your service folder, the original, I learned this week, when Adams and Franklin and Jefferson were given the assignment of coming up with an official seal for the United States, this was the first, I guess their first proposal of the seal. So, any of our fourth graders, can you tell what the picture is on this original United States seal? It's a picture of a famous scene from our Torah, but I know it's awful small. Your eyes are younger than mine, so you might be able to see it a little better. Anyone want to try to guess what it might be, Zev? Freedom, is that what you said? Yes, America got free to Great Britain. So what they proposed that we put on the official seal of the country is a scene that's in our Torah. That's another scene of freedom. Harry? It is. It's Moses and the Israelites leaving Egypt. Now, we know that this seal didn't pass. We actually have an eagle symbol, but, you know, this... The song that we sing in our service, Micha Mocha, might have been our official United States seal. I'm going to ask our fourth graders to come on up. And with joy of the freedom of our people and freedom of our country, you can even have a couple, because there's only, you can have a couple of shakers if you help lead the percussion section of Micha Mocha. There you go.
Sing loud.
And sing nice and loud. You can take one or two. There you go.
Yai, lai, 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 lai,
lots of joy in that Nechamocha.
Thank you. And speaking of joy, we continue with our song of the Shabbat day, Vashamru, page 15.
Vashamru b'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat la'asot et ha-shabbat l'dorotam b'ri olam v'shamru b'nei Yisrael et ha-shabbat la'asot et ha-shabbat l'dorotam b'ri olam. Shemaim v'et ha'aretz v'shamru b'nei Yisrael et ha'shabbat la'asot et ha'shabbat l'dorotam b'rit olam. U'vayom ha'shvi'i shavat v'yinafash shavat v'yinafash Shabbat Vayinafash Vishamru B'nei Yisrael Et HaShabbat La'asot Et HaShabbat L'dorotam B'ri Olam Vishamru B'nei Yisrael Et HaShabbat La'asot
Please rise for Adonai Svatai Tiftach.
Adonai Svatai Tiftach Ufi Agita Hilatecha Eternal God, open our lips that our mouths may declare your glory.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu v'Elohei Avotenu v'Imotenu Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzchak, v'Elohei Yaakov Elohei Sarah, Elohei Rivka, Elohei Rachel, v'Elohei Leah Ha'el Hagadol Hagibor v'Hanora El Elyon Gomel Chasadim Tovim V'Kone Hakol V'Zocher Chaste Avot v'Imahot Umevig ula livnei vnehem, lama'an shmo yahava. Melech uzer umushia umagen, baruch ata Adonai, magen Avraham v'ezrat Sarah. Me, my family, the Jewish people, and Torah, a tree of life, roots holding on to the past, branches reaching to the future, leaves dancing like children, growing and changing with the seasons, teaching, peace,
caring, sharing, tolerance, understanding, from parent to child, from generation to generation.
We have come together to pray. Prayer is sharing and singing, reading and quiet moments. When we pray, we talk to God about the things that are most important to us, trying to be the best person we can be or how we can make the world a better place.
We can pray anywhere at any time, but this place, our temple, is special.
When Jews gather together to pray, the place where we gather becomes holy. Holy means special and blessed by God.
This place, our temple, is holy. Here in our temple, we pray that we can live holy lives, repairing our world, making peace, and always caring for others.
Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, who helps us to be holy as you are holy. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzvaot, Melohol Haaretz Kevodo. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole universe is filled with God's glory. You may be seated. Bottom of page 19. God of goodness, we give thanks for the gift of life, wonder beyond words, for our light within, for the world around us so filled with beauty, for the richness of the earth which day by day supports us, for our friends and families who love and take care of us, for all that we are and all we can be. For all of this and more, we give our thanks. So tonight, we will later talk about the Revolutionary War. We know sometimes that fighting is necessary, yet we also pray and work for a world where it will not be necessary to fight. We sing our prayer that is our vision of a world of peace, Sim Shalom, on page 20. Prayer for our nation and those who serve it on page 21. Bless our land and all its inhabitants. Be with those whom we have chosen to lead us, that they may help establish justice and opportunity for all, and work to bring peace to all nations. Bless the members of our congregation and all communities who have pledged their lives to active service. May they be guided and protected while they are away, and may they return in health and peace to their families and friends. May we embrace our freedom as Americans and Jews in this land we love. May we always act as good citizens, embracing diversity and tolerance.
May we help this nation continue to be a beacon of freedom and the protector of human rights around the world.
Amen. Page 24. The Misha Berach, our prayer for healing, is so important to our community. Judaism teaches we are responsible one for the other. And so we send our prayers to all of those we know and those whom we don't know, who are in need of physical or emotional or spiritual healing. And a reminder that our cards in the front lobby are so important to our members that I hear from people how much they appreciate getting our love in the mail. So please remember to sign those cards either before or after you come for each service. So we join in Misha Berach, our prayer for healing. Of our own hearts.
Say shalom, be'im ramah, v'ya'aseh shalom aleinu, be'akol Yisrael, ve'imeru ha'.
about to hear is based on actual true events from history. It is summer in the year 1776. Saturday morning services are about over at Congregation Beth Elohim in Charleston, South Carolina. Azai Maalech Shmo Nikra. Shabbat Shalom, everybody. The kids grabbed some yummy pastries from the oneg table and they ran outside to play while their parents talked inside. Hey, let's play war. I'm fighting for freedom so we can have our own American country and not be controlled by the British. Pow, 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 pow. I want to be General George Washington. No, Max, I'm going to be General George Washington. No, no, I want to be the general. Well, I'm going to fight for the British. The British have been good to us and to all the Jews. My grandparents escaped from Europe to England to have a better life. Well, the British are taking lots of money away from my parents' business and they don't give us any rights. It's not fair. We want our freedom. You are a rebel. You're just an England-loving Tory. Tory, 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 Tory. Hey, don't be mean. Don't you remember what the rabbi told us all? He said, we might disagree about politics, but we are all one Jewish family, and we have to stick together. I guess you're right, Sam. Well, little did they know that they would need to be sticking together sooner than they thought. In the middle of the week, a temple meeting was called. Hear ye, hear ye! All the Jews gather round! Come to the synagogue! Well, all the Jewish families of Beth Elohim, who lived up and down King Street in Charleston, gathered together in the little sanctuary. Everybody came. Sorry, they're not taller and they don't stay up. But anyway, they're all there. The children wondered what was going on. What's going on? I don't know. Do you think it's about the War of Independence? I think a new unit of revolutionary soldiers is going out from Charleston. Maybe it has to do with that. Well, the president stepped forward. Hear ye, order, order, everyone. We have an important temple announcement to make. I'd like to turn this over to our rabbi. Oh, there's the rabbi. Thank you, Jacob. Many of you know that Captain Richard Lushington of the Continental Army has asked for volunteers to fight with his company against the British. Well, it turns out that most of our men in our small temple have bravely decided to join Captain Lushington's unit. In fact, even our own temple cantor, Cantor Mendes, will be joining the fight. Yes, I am. I am fighting for freedom. Well, if you are joining in the fight for American independence, please raise your hand. I. Well, it turned out 22 of the men in their own little temple were all going to fight in the war. The children were surprised to see that most of their fathers would be joining up. They were sad, but they understood how important it was for them to support this battle to be their own free country. The rabbi continued speaking. A very important message I want to give to all of you, my congregation, and especially you children. Everyone in our congregation has a different idea, has their own idea about this fight for independence. Some of you feel loyal to the British. Some of you feel strongly that we need to have our own American country. Many of you are about to put your lives on the line for this fight. I want you to know that even with our differences, we are one Jewish family. We love and take care of each other. We will say prayers every day that our men return home safely. And of course, you children will be cared for. Everyone will look out for you. Well, the days and weeks went on, and the people who were left at home in the congregation looked out for each other. On one Shabbat, the children sat outside with their own egg cookies, and they talked. We got a letter from my dad today. He says he misses us, but they are fighting bravely. Hey, we should make them something to remind them of home. We should make them something that reminds them of our temple and of being Jewish. How about a Hanukkah menorah? No, it's too big. They can't carry that around with them. And where would they get the candles? I know, what about prayer books? Ah, they're so big and bulky. Ah, they thought and thought, what is something small and Jewish they can make for their men fighting the war? I know, let's make them special red, white, and blue kippahs to wear under their hats. And they can say liberty like our South Carolina flag. Let's get started as soon as Shabbat is over. Well, the kids all told the adults, and they all got together, and everybody from the community came together, and they sewed, and they worked, and they colored, and finally, they made so many beautiful red, white, and blue kippahs for their men fighting the fight. And they were not only had 22 of them for their men who were fighting, but they had 10 more for the other Jewish men who were in this unit, the most Jewish unit in the entire colonial army. So they decided it's time to send them off. It's time to send them off. It's time to send them off by mail to the men. So when the postman came the next day, she delivered them to the military Washington's unit, and they were taken off. And the children couldn't wait to hear. They were so excited. Days went by, weeks went by, and finally, one day, a letter arrived. A letter. Thank you. Great delivery. Let's see the letter. Well, it was addressed to the temple, and they received the letter. The president of the congregation, I forget which one he was, I think this one, the president of the congregation read the letter to the congregation. Oh, our dearest temple brethren, we are so grateful for your gift to us of special patriotic kippahs that we can wear to remind us of our families and our Jewish community. We wear them under our three-cornered hats, and they give us strength and courage. We wore all of them in the Battle of Beaufort only a week ago, and even though the British were more powerful, we won the battle. We know it's because you were all with us in spirit. We try to light some candles for Shabbat if we're able every week, and we look forward to when we can return home again. With devotion, the soldiers of Congregation Beth Elohim. Everyone was so excited, and they looked forward to the day when they would come back, and the war finally ended, and their unit did lose a few people, but all the children of Beth Elohim got their fathers back again. And some of them had hurt legs or hurt arms, but they were still back, and the families all came together, and every one of them kept and wore their special kippahs for years to come, as it reminded them how grateful they were to live as Jews in a wonderful and a free country that they were part of creating. Well, our story is over. But I would like to share a few facts with you about this sermon, because a lot of it is true. Most of the men of Beth Elohim in Charleston, South Carolina, did go off and fight with one military unit in the Revolutionary War. There were so many Jews in this one unit, it became known as the Jew Company. After everyone returned home from the war, the group built a new synagogue building, and sadly, in a very big Charleston fire, it burnt down in 1838, but a new one was built in 1840, and it's used today. It's the second oldest synagogue building in America. Beth Elohim is proud of their history as helping the United States become a free country, just as we are proud of everyone, Jews and non-Jews alike, who helped create a land founded on values of liberty and respect for all. We will join together in singing a 4th of July favorite at TBS, Beth Schaefer's Children of Freedom, and you can find it in your service booklet.
Delivered on shore, still with sand in our shoes. Homeward bound, survivors in spirit with nothing to lose. We have found a land, a life, children of freedom. Sing, freedom must all.
Page 25, please rise.
Hello.
page 26. We all stand together to remember those whom we have loved and lost, to remember those whose lives were taken because of who they were or what they believed, to remember those who perished in the Holocaust or by acts of terrorism, to remember those who died in service of our country or of our people, to remember those who have no one left to say Kaddish, to remember all their lives and the blessings they brought to the world, we all stand together. During the year of mourning, we remember fondly our beloved members, Don Drasnin, Brian C. Lewis, Bernie Rosemarin, Stephen Kamen, Laura Schick, Leon Bainwall, Carol Lewis, Ruth Margulies. We remember the losses in the last 30 days for our members. Jonathan Sonkin, cousin of Gail and Julian Hart. Simi Hirschman, cousin of Davida Solomon. Pam Higginbotham, friend of Robin Fernandez. Nabra Hassanin, friend of TBS. Otto Warmbier, friend of Blair Jeanette. Thomas Mueller, uncle of Sheldon Lowe. Ralph Rose, father of Beth Dale. Rayan Sofoglu, friend of Harry Glicklin and Audrey Goldman. Judy Silver Schwartz, cousin of Carolyn Berkowitz. And this afternoon, the loss of Yetta Trachtenberg, the mother of Rona Hitlin Mason, and beloved member, longtime member of Temple B'nai Shalom at age 102. This evening, we also remember the Yahrzeits, our beloved member, Jeff Lubar, husband of Barbara Lubar, Yankel Baron, Phyllis Lippman, Bob Weissman, Alan Wolf, Ida Balish, Mike Goldstein, Sydney West, Alan Abelson, Dr. Ernest Dixon, Ann Gill, Sheila Jaffe, Paul Berenson, Gussie Heifetz, Benno Schneider, Ramona Schneider, Harold Schnoor, Anna Metzner, Ann Mittler, Everett Olson, Shirley Dondes, Rose Leaf, Jean Merck, Herman Miller, Alfred Winston, Colin Van Gelder, Essie Burson, Dr. A. Stanley Dreyfus, Rabbi Dr. Paul Steinberg, and all those who lost their lives in the United States Armed Forces defending our country. We rise as a congregation for Kaddish, page 28. Yitgadal v'yitkadash shmei Rabbah, v'yalma divarach hirutei v'yamlich mahutei, v'chayechon uv'yomechon uv'chaye decho Beit Yisrael, ba'agala uv'izman kari v'imru amen. Yehei shmei Rabbah mevarach le'alam almei almaya, yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yitpa'ar v'yitromam v'yitnasei, V'yatadar, v'yatale, v'yatalal, shmei d'kudsha, berichu. Le'ela min kol berachata v'shirata, tushbachata v'nechemata, damiran b'alma v'yimru, amen. Yehei shlama rab amin shemaya, v'chayim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'yimru, amen. Ose shalom b'mromav, huya se shalom, aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, V'imru, amen. V'imru, v'imru. Vimaru, amen. Vimaru. Be seated. We move from this moment of sacred memory to celebrating happy occasions in life. So are there any July birthday children who happen to, we got one, hooray, come on up, Gabby. Okay, so we will start. Anyone else? Just you. You got a lot of frisbees. We got a lot of frisbees for you. So since it's just you, you can stay up here for our other birthday blessings. So Gabby, how old are you?
11.
11. So did you already have your birthday? You're going to be 11.
I'm going to be 11
28th. On the 28th. Excellent. Mazel tov. May it be a wonderful, wonderful year. May you have such a fun party. May you've already been one of our wonderful Hebrew students. You're moving up in the ranks to fifth grade. May fifth grade be an amazing year for you. Health and happiness and all things good. So happy birthday from all of us. Mazel tov, have a frisbee or two. Well, I'll let you sit down. I'll make you sit. You can go sit down. Thank you, Gabby. I now would like to call up another birthday. Michael Van Gelder, born 1922 in England, now 95 years later, happily thriving in Fairfax County, Virginia. And as you're coming up here, Michael, I will tell you I was checking out today what else was going on in England in 1922. So come on over. George V was the king.
Right.
The British Empire was at its largest, covering a quarter of the world, and one out of every four people on the planet were ruled by the British throne.
Bravo.
So, yeah, bravo to them. Not us. We're happy about that part. In Egypt, archaeologist Howard Carter found the entrance to King Tut's tomb in the Valley of the Kings on that year, and the British Broadcasting Company began radio service in the United Kingdom. But the most important thing, our beloved member came into the world on this very day. So tonight we celebrate 95 years of life and adventures and love and family.
Thank you.
You are an inspiration, Michael, to me and all of us for the joy that you just exude every time I see you. I've never seen you not exuding joy. Just being grateful, living the Jewish value of hoda'ah, of gratitude for the good things that are around, as opposed to, you know, just noticing the negative, which it's easy for many of us to do. You live this out every day. So our blessings are upon you. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmarecha. May God continue to bless you with health, with happiness, with the love of family and friends, with the joy of life and gratitude for life. And may this be such a wonderful year ahead for you every single day.
Thank you very much.
Mazel tov to you. And we have a certificate for you.
Oh, how wonderful.
And we have a gift, which is a mensch mug, because you are a mensch. So those of you young people who might not know mensch, a good Yiddish word for just a really good all-around human being. I guess that's a good definition as any. So if you would like to stay up here to join us in Kiddush, well, doesn't everyone rise? Another symbol of joy, as you are a symbol of joy.
May I say one thing?
Yes, please do.
I have to say every day. That it is a Baruch Atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Shehechiyonu V'Kiyomonu V'Hegiyonu L'Zman HaZeh.
Amen. And let me get my prayer book over here. Okay. And we are on page 29.
I can't read it.
And so. That's fine. I'll read it. We'll all read it together.
Right.
The seventh day is consecrated to the Lord our God. With wine, our symbol of joy, we celebrate this day and its holiness. We give thanks for all our blessings, for life and health, for work and rest, for home and love and friendship. On Shabbat, eternal sign of creation, we remember that we are created in the divine image. We therefore raise the cup in thanksgiving. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, borei pri hagafen. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kishanu b'mitzvotav, v'ratzavanu. V'shabbat kodesho, b'ahava u'ratzon hinchilanu. Zikaron le'maaseh bereishit, ki hu yom techila, le'mikra kodesh, zecher letziat mitzrayim, ki ba. Yotanu kidashta mikol ha'amim v'shabbat kodshecha b'ahava u'ratzon hinchaltanu baruch atah Adonai mekadesh ha'shabbat. Hamotzi lechem in haaretz, we give thanks to God for bread. Our voices join in song together as our joyful prayer is said. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, hamotzi lechem in haaretz. Amen. Thank you, and Mazel Tov.
Thank you very
much. Blessings. Here, bring more back to your family. They can have all. You may be seated. And here's your envelope. Take your envelope, too.
Oops.
You got it. Your hands full. Shake it. This stuff. Here, I'll give it.
Thank you.
Shabbat Shalom. My name is David Sherrington. I'm the president of Temple B'nai Shalom. So pleased to see everyone here for Shabbat worship. Thank you, Rabbi Rappaport, for leading us in worship this evening, as well as a thrilling, interesting story. I want to sort of a gavel like the president. That might be kind of fun up here. Thank you, Rachel and Rob, for leading us with your beautiful voices and music. I'm going to go fast. We have so many wonderful things happening at TBS over the summer that I have a lot to talk about. So let's go quickly, because it's past my bedtime. On Thursday night, please join Sisterhood for dinner and painting pottery. Also on Thursday, please join Brotherhood for burning meat over an open fire and a discussion about philosophy. I just added the philosophy part, actually, but I wanted to make it sound as culturally sophisticated as Sisterhood. But we might talk about philosophy. Either way, it should be fun at both events. Next Friday night, please join us for a service with Sheldon Lowe and special guest, Rabbi Perlin. We'll be returning from sabbatical for 2 days, so please come next Friday. And check this out from our very own social action chair, Jim Sturm. Where's Jim? There's Jim. Here we go. This is new. This is going to be good. TBS is starting a journey to explore how Jewish values apply to societal problems based on civil discourse. In other words, we're going to talk nicely to each other and look at hard problems out there in the world through a Jewish lens. The first event will be a roundtable on July 17th and will be geared towards those of a more conservative outlook. Don't worry, the other side will have a roundtable in August. If you are interested in participating in these forums, please contact Jim Sturm. is going to be a major series of events that will extend over the year and could be a program initiated here that is adopted across the nation. So please get engaged in this one. And then finally, Saturday, July 29th, we have another adult social event, an Israeli festival and wine tasting. Please see the poster in the lobby, and more details will be coming on that soon. If you're new to TBS, have any questions or would like more information, members of our board and membership committee would love to speak to you. This evening, our membership committee representatives are Sharon and Mark Goldman. So if you have any questions about TBS, please see Sharon and Mark at ONEG. Wishing everyone a very restful weekend. Shabbat Shalom.
Well, if any children want to come up to help with on Shabbat, we're pretty loose. That's true. Kylie just missed the child cutoff, but if Kylie, you want to sort of, okay. Anyone else? Nobody? Okay.
Come on.
Ah, yay, Lauren. Yay, Ruby. Okay. All right, and so, oh, Harry, we got the whole fourth grade. We got takers. We don't have the whole fourth grade, but we have the fourth graders who are here.
First we light the Shabbat candles, the Shabbat candles, the Shabbat candles. Then we bless the Shabbat candles. Watch them shine.
Grateful to live in a land based on the principle that all people are created equal and that it is every individual's right to live fully, freely, happily, and well. As those who came before us needed to work to ensure these rights for all our citizens, so do we both pray and work to maintain our highest ideals for our cherished land. Ya'er Adonai panav elecha vichunecha. May the light of God shine on you, on your loved ones, on all of our neighbors from sea to shining sea. May we continue to be blessed with the freedom to live our highest Jewish values every day, values that bring blessing to us and to all who live among us. Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.